And today we have in the studio Dan Glaza and Kathleen Partika for running for mayor. And we are going to do a question answer just for your information. Now, I want to thank both of you for coming. Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you, Dan. The first question that I had, and I appreciate you filling out the survey, what key goals and initiatives do you tend to accomplish during your term in office? And Kathy, if you don't mind answering that one.
No problem. First of all, thank you for having us. Thank you for doing us this afternoon.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. In answer to your first question, my goals as the mayor are simple but very ambitious, and it is to keep Bad Axe safe, affordable, and growing. Working closely with our city manager and the council, we want to focus on rebuilding our roads the right way, improving drainage and infrastructure beneath them so they last for decades. As I did say, the mayor and city council, we, not I, because there is no I in all of this. There's seven of us that are in there together that make the decisions every day.
Right.
I also want to support small business growth. And as being a previous business owner, my husband owned a business in Bad Axe for 48 years, so I know exactly what that's like. And continue making Bad Axe a place where families want to live, they want to work, and they want to retire here. That means focusing on community events and public spaces, ensuring that the reliability of essential services and maintaining the strong sense of pride that makes this community very special. Our city doesn't need a complete overhaul. It needs steady, focused leadership that keeps us moving towards forward without burdening our taxpayers.
Good. And Dan, same question for you. What key goals and initiatives do you intend to accomplish during your term in office?
Well, thank you, Russ. And of course, first thing I want to do is thank you, WLEW, and Mayor Partika, for the opportunity of this constructive dialogue. My hope is that for the city, voters of the city of Bad Axe, they have a better understanding of the two candidates here. Now, I would like to point out that with myself being a candidate for mayor, it gives the voters a choice. This is something that I noticed in recent elections. There was only one candidate. So I tossed my hat in the ring, and my entire campaign has been about choice. It's decisions that a person makes. It's their decision. It's their responsibility. If a voter chooses to vote for my opponent, that's their right. That's their decision. If you notice on my campaign ads, it's if there's a better candidate, by all means, vote for them. Or in this case, it would be vote for her. If elected, I would work to update the charter. There's a couple of areas in the charter that I feel needs to be addressed. I'd like to see the mayor's term for a 4 or even possibly a 6-year term. I'd investigate into developing the city into quadrants for better neighborhood representation. A little spin on that. Right now, our current council, and a lot of voters do not know this, Kathy, myself, and Councilman Perez, we basically live within 2 or 3 blocks of each other. So if there is a distinct concern in that area of the city, you know, we're going to be right on top of it. So if we develop quadrants into the city, then each quadrant would have, I feel, better representation.
Okay.
I'd like to address stipends for the mayor, council, and various boards and encourage civic participation and responsibility even if it is in opposition. And I go back to addressing the stipends. My previous council person, he did an exit interview, I believe, and to the best of my knowledge, he mentioned how we are always looking for board members, but yet, like in a case of where a babysitter would have to be hired, you would have to pay a babysitter to come to a council meeting or a board meeting. So in that case, I'd like to see some stipends out there for
it. Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. And Kathy, what specific measures would you implement to improve the financial well-being of Bad Axe residents?
Well, our residents work very hard for what they have, and our local government should respect every bit of that. As mayor, I'll continue supporting the policies that protect taxpayers from unnecessary millages and fee increases, while ensuring the city manager has the tools to pursue grants and partnerships that bring money into Bad Axe and not out of it. And I must say, our city manager, Rebecca Bachman, does very, very well going after grant monies for no matter whether it's roads, parks, anything. She is very, very on top of everything. I commend her every day for what she does. And I'm also committed to working with our community partners to bring more no-cost or low-cost activities to the community, building on what we recently had, the success of the Fall Frenzy. Our chamber, our newly formed chamber within the last couple of years, is just wonderful. An amazing group of people, amazing group of the most hardest working people I think I've ever met. Another thing, you know, the low cost or no cost activities. We've got our pickleball courts and our splash pad that finally came to fruition, and we are looking to expanding that. We have the underlayment to do that. We had the forward, you know, the forward knowledge to go through and do all of that when we made the existing splash pad. So we have the capabilities to make it bigger, which I hope in turn actually does happen. That's one of the things that I'm really looking forward to providing the kids, the families. Okay. And I believe that the city can do more to support the families and the seniors by keeping our services efficient and spending smart. A stable, well-managed budget benefits everyone, and it keeps property values strong, protects essential services, and it gives local businesses confidence to come and invest here with us.
You're right. Thank you. Same question for you, Dan. What specific measures would you implement to improve the financial well-being of Bad Axe residents?
Thank you, Russ. The simple answer would be simply to increase revenue or decrease expenses. And it's not that simple. And anyone who believes that is ill-informed. I would have the department head scrutinize their expenses. Money simply does not go as far as it used to in the past. The old adage of waste not, want not is something that really needs to be embraced. If there is monies that need to be spent, that's understood. If there's monies that need or could be saved, that's good. And if there's monies that need to be invested, that is great. Answers are hard, and not everyone likes to hear the truth. By working with the department heads, the community leaders, the organizations, county entities, and the voters, I feel that a lot can be accomplished.
Good. Now, what strategies or steps will you take to achieve these objectives, Kathy?
I truly believe in collaboration and careful planning. The city manager and all the department heads already do excellent work securing grants and managing budgets responsibly. We go over this not just at budget time of the year. We go over things before every meeting, the finance portion of our meetings. It may look like that we approve everything one thing after the other. There are a lot of things that don't get approved. There are a lot of things that get put by the wayside till another time to talk about it and rehash it again. As mayor, I'll continue to focus on aligning council priorities and keeping us working hard towards shared and realistic goals. And that means supporting the city manager's efforts with state agencies and encouraging community input and ensuring that every major decision reflects both long-term sustainability and the day-to-day needs of our residents. After every single council meeting, we have what's called council and mayor comments. And after that, I always welcome anyone that has been there at that meeting and welcome the residents to come, listen, share, public discussion portion, what they have on their mind. So, because that's what we're here for. That's why we're here, is for them.
Good. Thank you. And Dan, what strategies or steps would you take to achieve those objectives?
Well, of course, it's always long-term goals. Quality is so much better than quantity. Again, I would go back and ask the personal question, what is the choice? If the city would have to invest monies short-term in order for long-term quality of life goals, well, in that case, the choice is clear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Question 4. Do you support increasing funding for the local police department to expand its force and acquire the modern equipment for more effective law enforcement?
Absolutely. I support our police department 100%. Chief Sean Weber and his team know that, and I'm very thankful for the partnership that we have and every single day what each and every one of them do. Every morning when I'm at the office and I see the officers as they go out onto the streets or if they're doing paperwork, whatever, my first sentence to them is to have a very uneventful day. And if you think about that, it says volumes. Okay. Chief has shared with me that they are one of the very few fully staffed law enforcement agencies in our entire region, and that's because of the consistent support that they receive from myself and from council. Looking ahead, they're exploring new equipment for drug testing, and I fully support that investment. Keeping our officers properly equipped and our community safe is a shared responsibility, and I'll continue to work closely with council and our city manager to make sure they have what they need. Again, going within budget lines, maybe setting things aside for the time being, but they make lists of what they need, what wants, what needs. Same as like what we do in our own families. We have wants, we have needs. We have to put the needs before the wants, and then we will go from there.
All right. And Dan, same question for you.
Oh, absolutely, Russ. My vote history as a council member shows that I support the local police. And as an employer, the city needs to provide the tools necessary for the police to perform their duties. And like Kathy touched on, police is often a thankless job. But our officers, our department, they're top-notched. And again, I go back, my history does show that I do vote affirmative for their necessary equipment.
And I'll just add, we thank our police for their service. They are an essential function to our community. Will you commit to seeking community input and approval before making decisions that significantly affect residents, their property, livelihoods, and families. Kathy?
Absolutely. Transparency and communication are critical to an effective local government. I believe in using surveys, public forums, and open meetings to hear directly from the residents before major decisions are made. Our city government works best when people feel informed and involved, not surprised. That's why I've always been accessible, whether through phone calls, community events, or simply by stopping by City Hall. Since I've become mayor these last 6 years, I am in the office probably 4 days a week. I like that accessibility. And then also people laugh at my husband and I. We call ourselves the dinosaurs because we are a couple of the few people left on this earth, I think, that have an actual landline that people can look up my number in a phone book and they don't have to hurry around and try and find a cell phone number to contact me. Like any local communities, everyone knows where we live. My door is always open. It always has been open. And it will continue to always be that way.
So. Thank you. And Dan, same question.
Commit to the community, yes. There are several concerns that have happened during my council term that did not get consideration to go to the voters. I know we're a representative government, but the council, six or seven people at the time, they make decisions that I feel need to be placed before the voters, and that did not happen. And as you go through life, you know, and you're trying to decide on an issue, there's always one or two details that will make you decide one way or the other. And when these couple of issues got, shall I say, voted down at council level, that just prompted me all the more to decide, I'll give this a try and run for mayor to see if I can make a difference. I hope to. And time will tell. Thank you.
Absolutely. How would you support the local police department's efforts to improve roadway safety, particularly in high accident areas? Kathy?
After speaking with Chief Weber and several members of department leadership, I can confidently say our department is already doing great work on this. Their number one priority is to encourage traffic safety through education, not punishment. They've been running Traffic City initiatives designed to teach and remind drivers about safe habits, not to raise money or, quote, fund the department, as some people assume. I fully support these initiatives and believe they do make a real difference. The goal is saving lives, and I'm proud of the work that our department leadership is doing here. Whenever the department has the ability to run these initiatives, they have my full backing.
Thank you. Same question for you, Dan. How would you support the local police department's efforts to improve the roadway safety, particularly in high accident areas?
Well, Russ, all roadway safety is important. As Kathy mentioned, yes, I have observed initiatives that are taking place. We have adequate patrolling of our streets. We want to ensure individuals to drive safely. We encourage civic pride and to be proud of our city. Obey the laws. You have to ask yourself every time you get behind the wheel, you know, this may be off base a little bit, but what is the cost of a human life? And it's all about personal responsibility. I think in my very first question, I answered that comment that, you know, you make a decision and you accept it, and it is your responsibility. Yes, attention We need our high traffic areas, in particularly north of town, Port Crescent and 53 North. We did at one time have street stoplights. Because of cost, though, I do believe they were taken out. And again, I see patrols down there, which is good, but, you know, 24/7 isn't possible. Maybe we should investigate into the need of four-way stops to break the traffic up down in there. And, you know, it's a state highway, and there's individuals that have mentioned that it's a state highway, but I counter with that at the corner of 142 and M19 out east of Bad Axe. That's a state highway, and a four-way stop got installed out there. The traffic studies, they base everything on how many accidents. That is kind of a backward way of looking at it, actually. It should be how many are prevented. So as far as safety on our roadways, yes, it's important. Adequate patrolling of our streets and, you know, ensure individuals drive safely. And again, personal responsibility.
Okay. Kathy, what is your plan for enhancing mental health and rehabilitation services within Bad Axe?
Well, Russ, while mental health services are largely provided at the county and the state level, I believe that the city can play an important part in coordinating an advocacy role. And as mayor, I will continue working closely with Huron Behavioral Health, which partners with both the Huron County Health Department and our school system to ensure residents have the access to the help that they need. I also believe in supporting our schools as they develop coping and life skills programs, because the prevention and education can make a lasting difference. My goal isn't to duplicate the services, but to make sure that no one in Bad Axe feels like they're facing a crisis alone, no matter what that might be.
Thank you. Same question for you, Dan.
Well, we have to develop, and this is something that society needs to do, remove the stigma of mental illness. Much of our mental health and rehab services are so dependent on funding, and that's a tough part. There's never enough money to go around. I say voice our concerns. Pressure our legislatures. I know, get faith-based communities involved. I would even go so far as potentially request the city tax to help with the funding. You know, our 911 line, that's something that you're never alone in a time of a crisis if you choose to have that help. And that's what it, and again, I go back, personal responsibility.
Yep.
Thank you.
What initiatives would you propose to strengthen existing businesses in Bad Axe and attract new enterprises to the area, Kathy?
Well, the local businesses here are the backbone of our community, and I support continuing to streamline permitting and make City Hall a helpful, welcoming place for entrepreneurs coming in. By working closely with the Chamber of Commerce and our regional economic development partners, we can attract and maintain small businesses that create good jobs and add vitality to our community. My focus is on supporting those who invest locally and giving them the confidence that City Hall is on their side no matter what they may need or the questions that they may have moving forward.
Thank you. Same question for you, Dan.
To promote and increase tourism? Is that the question?
To strengthen existing business in Bad Axe and attract new enterprises to the area.
Okay, I'm one step ahead of you, Russ.
Hey, that's okay.
Better to be ahead than behind, right?
Right.
Okay. I would like to consider tax breaks for downtown businesses. And here's a novel thought based on the length of service to the city or in the city. Of course, there would need to be some type of cap, but brainstorming on that idea, plans could, you know, potentially develop. Another thing would be to offer some type of incremental tax relief for new businesses moving into the area. And there's current businesses, you know, we could potentially offer non-monetary incentives. It's a wide open category. You know, develop incentives for downtown businesses to stay open late. As Kathy mentioned about having a landline, and I believe there was some thing about a dinosaur, you know. I can remember the Friday nights where the downtown Bad Axe didn't close until 9 o'clock. And Bad Axe and the Thumb, of course, it's a wonderful area. We have to have business to help promote it. Again, it's all about new and fresh ideas, something that it's hard to put a finger on something, but let's get behind and help promote and increase at least the interest of having dialogue. Thank you.
How would you plan to promote and increase tourism throughout Bad Axe? Kathy, that's for you.
Okay. Well, tourism may not be our largest industry here in the city of Bad Axe, but it's a very important part of our identity. I want to continue working with our revitalized Chamber of Commerce, which recently organized the very successful Fall Frenzy, which I've mentioned before. They do many things. The Christmas parade is getting bigger and bigger every single year. Not to mention other things that they have planned. And then to showcase it shows when they did the Fall Frenzy, from one point of view, it showcases the local businesses, the food, and the entertainment, everyone that came out. I know this past one, I mean, the concert alone, there had to have been at least 1,000 people milling around, you know, and doing that, let alone what went on all day long, what they had for free. That showcases our community as well. In addition, and I've talked about this for a long time, I'd like to bring back a full-time director of Parks and Recreation. This position has been vacant in Bad Axe since December of 2010, and that position played an important role in coordinating events and managing our public spaces and making sure visitors have a reason to come back year-round, not just for a summer festival, not just for a Christmas parade. I realize that we're talking about salary and benefits and everything to bring a person into this position, but I really and truly do, when you put pen to paper, it will far outweigh us not having a director of Park and Recs.
Thank you. And Dan, how would you plan to promote and increase tourism throughout Bad Axe?
Well, Russ, you know, we finally got the hockey arena up in some solid plans. That was on a talking schedule for, I want to say, at least 10, 15, maybe 20 years. I have no idea as to how long, actually. So let's set our sights on more. Continue to support our civic groups. You know, I have the idea of a potential parking structure because we're going to get large crowds in this hockey arena area. Let's accommodate. Let's make it user friendly. Interbusiness trams. I know I'm talking wild ideas here. Car rentals, sidewalks connecting the walking path along Soper Road. There's an idea. We could, take our Soper Road on the north side of it and put a curb and gutter in there and bring it down around behind the Huron County Road Commission property and connect it to our walking path. We'd have to build a bridge over the Bad Axe Drain, but it's all a possibility. All ideas, no matter how out of the box they seem, are worth considerations. So let's tap into that knowledge, that enthusiasm, the dedication of our citizens. And yes, in support of a full-time Parks and Rec director, I'm on board with Kathy on that as well. I think the cost would far outweigh the benefit. Let me rephrase that. I got that just backwards. The benefits would far outweigh the cost. So we want to encourage and get, we are the public, we are the county seat, folks, and, you know, we want to have the civic pride. We want people to say, that is a nice town, not only to visit, but I'd like to live there.
All right. Final question. Kathy, what actions will you take to revitalize downtown Bad Axe and encourage greater community engagement and economic activity?
Well, as everyone in this broadcast knows, downtown Bad Axe is the heart of our community. It is our county seat. People come here for numerous reasons, day in and day out. I want to see our storefronts occupied and our streets bustling with people. I'll work closely with our revitalized Chamber of Commerce, our Economic Development Corporation, and they've got many, many things in the works, and that's to keep the energy up and the visitors coming downtown. Now, revitalization does not just happen. It takes planning, collaboration among many, many entities, and a steady leadership. And by focusing on beautification and business partnerships, and of course, our local pride, that we can make, downtown a place where residents and visitors want to spend more time, spend their money, come to live, and come to play. Thank you. And I really appreciate this time that the voters, the residents, can get to know us even better.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you coming and helping to get the word out so helps our voters make an informed choice. Dan, how would you plan to promote and increase tourism? Or no, I'm sorry.
Now you're off the wrong question.
You know, I figure once is good, twice is better.
Yeah.
What actions would you take to revitalize downtown Bad Axe and encourage great community engagement and economic activity there?
Well, great plans begin with new ideas. Don't say something can't work. Ask what it would take to make something new work. What would it take? It's a matter of perspective. Is the glass half empty or is it half full? I'd continue to have the community organizations involved. And folks, to my listening audience, you, Russ, Kathy as well, none of this will be easy. Will we live to see the fruits of our labors? Well, we hope so. you know, but in reality, time marches on, you know. But if we can make the future a better place for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, shouldn't we? You know, it's the American dream we're talking about. We are the county seat. Yes, we need the business. Yes, we have the civic pride. And folks, keep in mind out there that for every failure that does happen, there is a lesson to be learned. So I ask, with the grace of God, we as citizens, the community groups, and the county seats, we can set examples of the potentials for things to come. So I want to thank WLEW once again, Russ, you, Madam Mayor Kathy Partaka, for her time. And I hope I was at least a little educational to the listeners out there.
Well, I appreciate both of you coming in, especially such short notice a week before elections here. But I'm hoping that our listeners have a chance to listen and help this make up their mind as to who they feel would be the best candidate. And moving forward, make Bad Axe even better than it is. So I appreciate it, and thank you so much.
Thank you.